Good morning, Alan. Lovely to be on with you.
I like the tone of this Healthy Age Friendly Homes programme. What is this, please? What inspired this?
What inspired this is that Ireland became the very first country ever in 2019 to be deemed age-friendly status by the World Health Organization. Now, since then, another 52 countries have followed us, but we were the first country to have that status. And basically, I suppose what we're trying to do, me as Minister for Older People, working in the Department of Health, is to support older people to age in place in their own homes for as long as possible. But I suppose we discovered very, very quickly that not everybody is living in a home that suits their needs. So as we age, for example, we might have challenges with accessing the stairs. We might have a bathroom upstairs, for example. We might have a bedroom upstairs, things like that. And a lot of people aren't aware of the full suite of wraparound supports we provide every day, like home care, daycare and meals on wheels.
Yeah.
So 3 years ago, I found the funding to put in place a pilot, and we ran it in 9 different local authorities where we had age-friendly local coordinators, and they would visit your home. They would visit your home and they would access your home, and they would talk to you about what services would best suit your needs in relation to working with the Department of Housing and the Department of Local Government and the Department of Health. So in the pilot phase, over 4,600 homes were visited and there was over 9,000 supports provided to people. But today I am delighted to announce that this has been rolled out across every one of the 31 local authorities in the country, and every single local authority, including Wexford, including Waterford, including Carlow, Kilkenny, they all have their own local coordinator now.
Okay, I just want to look at one or two of the issues within it, if you don't mind, Minister.
Yeah.
The integration
of
assistive technology is very much part of this, such as age-friendly tablets and wearable PanPan devices. Is there extra funding going into this area?
So the funding that I'm providing at the moment is specifically ring-fence funding, $5.2 million to support the local coordinators. So what we are doing this year in relation to the IT piece of it, I launched this again only a few weeks ago working with Halo Care in Carlow. And we're piloting in the southeast IT support for older people, especially those who are being discharged from hospital. And we're piloting that across 120 different people across 4 different counties in the southeast to see how well it will work. You will never replace that one-on-one support that somebody gets in relation to home care. We will never replace that, but what we're trying to see is, are there different times in the day where the IT supports might be sufficient? Maybe at lunchtime to prompt you to take your medication, maybe at lunchtime to prompt you to have your lunch. So we are doing that, and there was over €2 million announced for that under the Sláinte, from the Sláinte Care budget only in the last few weeks.
The big word I hear when it comes to caring and for people who want to live at home is respite. Is respite catered for in this? Extra hours for by way of respite?
Okay, no, so I suppose what we're doing is we're working with all the various departments. So my job as Minister for Older People is to make sure we have the wraparound supports, home care, daycare, meals on wheels.
Mm-hmm.
And we know for a fact that these are working. When Sláinte Care was launched, they estimated by 2025 that we would have approximately 30,000 people in nursing homes under Fair Deal. We have less people in nursing homes now than we had in 2019. We have 22,300 people under Fair Deal. So we know for a fact that's working. Respite is hugely important, and I met with Family Carers Ireland only last week to discuss this, because I have to be honest, we are challenged at times in relation to respite, having enough respite, and especially respite for carers who can be burnt out, especially when they're caring 24/7. So I suppose what happens here is, for a person listening today to South East Radio, they can self-refer themselves, they can be referred by their GP, they can contact the local coordinator in their local authority and ask for that visit to the house. The local coordinator will do between 7 and 9 visits a week. It's not a rush visit. They will come, they will talk to you, they will discuss, for example, what needs will suit you best. They will support you, for example, if you need to apply to your local authority for a grant to maybe have a level access shower. And then they will also signpost to support that are available, because one thing we are good at here in Ireland, we've over 320 day centres open. We now have 53 dementia-specific day centres operational across the country. Last year alone, Alan, Dublin, 2.7 million meals were delivered to participants all over the country.
I'm glad you've acknowledged the respite issue, which is a huge issue here in County Wexford, Minister. If there was one point that the carers would like me to get across to you, is the whole area of respite, because more and more people want to live at home, they want to stay at home, but the respite issue is a huge issue to give people a break who are looking after people who are not well, who are elderly and need attention. The message you would like most to convey to older adults here in County Wexford today is what, who might be considering taking part in this programme?
I would encourage them 100% to take part in the programme. As I said, we have the local coordinator who are very nice people who will come to their home and they'll discuss their specific needs and they'll tailor it around their specific needs. Two things, Alan, that people don't realise, that we have a great social care model in Ireland and we have the highest life expectancy in the EU 27 as deemed by the World Health Organization. And that social care model is all about supporting older people to age in their own homes. We don't want to force anyone in to a nursing home. We don't want to force anyone to have to leave their own home, but the home has to work for you as well, and the support in the community. Not everyone is aware, for example, the great work that's done in daycare, but I am hearing you loud and clear in relation to respite. I hear it the whole time from across the country. I hear it in the southeast. I hear it in Waterford. And if you're caring for someone 24/7, getting that vital 1 or 2 weeks respite a couple of times a year makes a huge difference, and it kind of recharges the batteries. And it is an issue that we have been challenged on since COVID. I will be honest in relation to that, trying to get as much respite places as possible for both those who are being cared for and the carer as well.